to the random episode of Strictly Talking Shit. I'm going to bring Adam in here. I'm away from home tomorrow because I'm going on vacay, so we are going to do one earlier. Hopefully I can get Adam on here. Sup, everyone? Let's try to find Adam here right now. Gordon bot.
We're going to donate them to three schools, which is one called PVC, one called BCIT, and the other one is called Kwantlen. What's up, dog?
Yo.
Yeah, check it out. This is what they look like right now.
Yo, you took the boilers off.
I had to, man. They're so freaking heavy. Yeah, look, man, at them. The ones here, and ones here. And all these are around this area.
The Navion one was the best one, though. The Navion one was the best one, though. I'm gonna be honest. You know, they did so much work on it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I mean, to be honest,
the NTI one was pretty nice too.
The what one? The NTI one, to be honest, was the nicest one. If I was gonna rank it, it'd be the NTI one.
I was gonna share it, but like people who didn't see.
Yeah.
That, remember that MIP to copper? That's what they use as a conduit. Yeah. Copper conduit with press fittings. That's our new jam.
Yo, Ben did that. Ben brought
that. That is definitely a new jam.
Yeah, HVAC
Tactical
did that. It looked it's real sick. It's real nice.
HVAC guys do know what they're doing sometimes.
Yo, I saw him. I saw him doing the wiring. I was like, yeah, he's in his element right now. Like the controls and stuff.
He was in the zone.
That was his thing. He's
wearing the safety glasses and everything.
The Califlaco. I always. What was
Califactio?
Califactio. Man, I'm really impressed with those service valves that they came out with the little expansion tank on them. I really like them. Yeah.
We have their valves on right now for this. This is our another install. We're putting NFC in, and then we use some other stuff there, but the Califactio one with the little tank, those are pretty sweet actually.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't see them, they're right here. So you have a little tankless, and with all the tankless, it's a open loop, but sometimes they want expansion tanks. Now they have the tank with the valve.
Yeah, that's super cool.
So you don't have to tee off.
I just quoted a Navion 240, and I quoted to get those service valves for it. They're actually not that expensive, and the fact that they're a Canadian brand is just is amazing. It's
Aslan over here says Axum does it better. So Aslan's the one of the guys that does Axum as well. Here's a little Axum hydro node.
Yeah, that
their hydro nodes are pretty sweet. We're gonna make a video on it. We're gonna show it off, but for people on the live, if you want to see, these ones go tri-directional, so you can bleed the tank. You can also stop it from using the tank and bleed the system if you want. And
that is cool.
Yeah, that's
I
about
didn't
it.
See that. That was on the other board. Yeah. That's on the Renai board, right?
No. This is on the NTI board.
Yeah. No, I didn't see that. That's cool.
Yeah, and they all lock these, which are pretty good because you have a screw here that you have to
undo. Oh, that's sweet.
Because they don't want people being able to bleed the tanks out all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which is the safety concern. But yeah, it was a great event. I think a lot of you that didn't know about it, you guys have been seeing all the other posts about it. I hosted an event bringing Adam in as well. We had Flynn, we had George, we had Jess, we had Ben from HVAC Tactical, and all the contractors within our jurisdiction that came out to have a nice little learning experience.
I learned a lot from Colin. I was on Colin's team, and I learned a lot from that guy. He's a wealth of knowledge. He's incredibly smart. And Flynn was dropping tons of knowledge too, coming over our board.
He was.
Just little stuff that you don't really think of. He said it best. He's like, I love science. And I'm like, I didn't understand it at first. And he's like, no, I love science and the science of plumbing. And it's, you really have to fall in love with plumbing and the science of plumbing to really understand hydronics,
Oh, yeah,
right?
he's a natural in
Yeah,
that element, man.
he's a nerd.
He's a
He's a
nerd.
nerd.
He's a nerd. I have a video posting about this too when we poured all of these. This was good because people were scratching it and it didn't even matter because all the stickers still stayed on
Yeah,
one
no, I was
piece.
worried about it because we were getting it real messy and cutting the copper and stuff. So, yeah, it was really nice. That cutter, rigid cutter that we were using, I've only
Oh,
used the
yeah.
big one for like 4-inch copper. That little one's kind of cute. Like,
That thing's
yeah.
bomb.
If you're doing a big project and you're laying it out for like something like that, it's really nice. Set it up, cut pieces real fast.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot on the pipeline, but it was great. Yeah, I think a lot of people came back. I went to another show for a parade of products. A lot of people had positive things to say about it. For people who weren't here, maybe, it's an educational piece, but it's not for the social media side. It's definitely for people who joined, and for sure, I think a lot of people got great value from
No, of
it,
course, man.
being able to set something up and have something different at a trade show where you can actually learn other than just seminars. It's like the first time we had a hands-on training where people could learn literally
Well, that's the
anything.
thing, man. We all got into the trades because we're hands-on learners. You go to a seminar, you sit there, you learn. It's like the guy's reading from his book, and you're trying to take it in. But until you get your hands on the product and understand, I know that for me, right? So. You get your hands on the product, learn how to do it, learn how to put everything together, understand why you're putting it there. It was cool. It was a good event.
Oh yeah.
So,
Oh yeah, 100%. And then next year we're going to be going back to Toronto,
we're
Ontario,
going
right,
to
Vaughn,
Vaughn.
to do it.
Yeah, we're going to Vaughn,
So
and hopefully I can help out, or I can do it in Vaughn, and you come
yeah.
out and
Oh, you will
yeah.
be. My plan is probably I'll probably fly out maybe a week early or so, and then afterwards
Yeah.
plan it with you during that time. But yeah, there's going to be a lot to do, a lot of changes, more educational things that we're probably going to put into
Yeah,
there.
I mean it's lessons that we learned from this one where we could maybe set up a little bit better set up a little bit better maybe organization with the fittings we were talking about. Like having pack outs with
Yeah.
all the fittings and everybody kind of go over to like a stock board instead of having it all underneath and then go from there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, especially I think now that it's been a great show, we'll probably a lot more room for it because I think room was one of the biggest problems. Like we had a lot of room that was not being used in the center
Yeah.
technically. They called it booths, but no, those booths could have
Yeah.
been part of
Yeah.
it as well, I think. So it would have been
Yo,
nice
Pete.
to have them
Having
all
Chris to
together.
the Toronto one, that'd be a good guy to have out there. Knows what he does.
Oh
He's
heck
smart
yeah.
as hell.
Heck yeah.
That guy is
We should
another nerd. He's very nerdy.
even, you know what, we should even prep it up to do like a
Yeah.
giveaway to go to the
Oh,
show.
yeah.
You know what I mean? We'll fly somebody over, do a draw for whatever they do, and then draw them over so that they actually get their flights paid for, they'll get their hotel paid for, everything paid for, just so that they can make it to that event to learn and have
Yeah,
fun.
no, for sure.
What's up,
SoCal.
SoCal
I can't wait to see him at AHR this year. I met him last year.
Oh
Yep,
yeah,
he's a great
see.
guy.
Oh we yeah, of
Yeah.
course we met him last year. We were
Yeah,
with him.
I know. We
We
had
had a great
a
time.
great time. He lot
We had a great time this year. Every event's a
No.
great time. We don't even have the backstories yet. You guys should have seen Adam.
Yeah.
Adam was up till 10:30 a.m.
Yeah.
drinking
Yeah.
beer.
Yo, I think Vancouver ripped me off more than Germany. Vancouver killed me slowly. You waking me up, I mean, I don't even remember you waking me up. Like just shaking me. I'm like,
No.
no, I don't want to get up.
No.
Yo, but
Stop. Stop.
the
No.
scooter thing was really cool that you did, you know what I mean? Like I nobody really saw that, but Terrence took us out. We took mobilized scooters and rode all the way around Stanley Park. That was awesome. Went to the rec room, played some arcade games. It took us out to
Yeah, the seawall
took
was
us out to an
nice.
Asian
Seawall was really
restaurant.
nice.
An Asian
Oh
restaurant.
yeah.
That was good. Yeah,
I had to. I mean, like for those of you who don't know, obviously every time we go out to all these shows or these trade shows or any kind of events, we always get pushed with like bar food or like a certain restaurant. excuse my language, it's like white food all the time, right? So, you know, when you guys came over, I'm like, these guys need some Asian cuisine.
Yeah. And then Ben, sorry, him saying my beard smelled like beer the whole time. No, yeah, we'll see. Ben, when he tried bubble tea for the first time, that was awesome. He was like, I don't know. I don't
Was
know. I like it.
he was like, what's
Yeah.
bubble tea? What's boba?
Boba. Is it boba tea?
Well, they call it bubble tea, but then some places
Oh.
call it boba, right?
That's
The little balls.
my white coming out.
It doesn't matter, man. As long as you get the drink, it's all good.
No, Terrence has an Airbnb in his basement, so he had me stay at his place. It was he put 14 beers in the fridge
Gone within one night. I was sleeping and Adam was chatting with another buddy of ours, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I just sat there and I just listened to them while I was
gone.
sleeping. And then I woke up and I'm like, this is fucked. I'm going to
Yo,
bed.
we were talking.
And it was 7:30. I went to bed at 7:30 and I said, this is fucked. I'm out. And then I had to wake up at 10:30 at what was it, 10:30? Yeah, I woke up at 10:30. And then I had to grab Adam, and then he was like half asleep to make sure that
He came out. No.
to make sure you came out so that we could have the rest of the day with
Yeah.
Glenn and them. Were they Guinness? No, they were not Guinness. Too expensive. It was all
No, it was
Corona.
all Corona. It wasn't Guinness. But yeah, no, it was good. You woke me up, and we went out. We had lobster rolls, raw lobster sandwiches, which was badass too. Oh man,
Yeah, Granville Island. Man, I still want one of those again. That was good. That was a good
yeah,
day.
definitely. Guinness, that's all he's ever seen me drink. That's wrong. You saw me drink at CMPX the last time. I went out with him at
That is
CMPX.
wrong.
I went out with him at CMPX. That's where I
But I choose Guinness
met him for
too.
the first time. Guinness is really good. Yeah.
Met Aslan?
Yeah, at
Oh, yeah.
CMPX. Yeah.
Yeah. CMPX at the, what is it, the Irish pub that we always go back to every
Lucky.
time. And we
Lucky.
shut it down till 4
Lucky
a.m.
Clover. Yeah.
Yeah, those are a good time. But no, all in all, I think like that was a great event. It was fun. I think more people want more information about it. Hey, as much information as I can get, there's not going to be a lot unless you were
Yeah,
there.
no.
It was just a sign up was insane at the beginning. People didn't want to sign up or they didn't know much about it. And then as it got closer to the date, we just kept having more and more people saying that they wanted to
Yeah.
join. And for the people that did join, they got some really cool stuff. Like we made t-shirts for
Yeah.
them. Nike t-shirts, we had all the sponsors on there that just said Hydronic Summit. Each bag was a swag bag. I still have yours here. I gotta figure that out when I'm back. But
That'll be fun.
each swag bag had a Navian magnetic screw holder, had lanyards, had stickers in there, had beanies, had another t-shirt from different companies, had a gift card, by the way. So there was a gift card on each one as well. There was a gift card from Bell and Gossett that they gave $10 to Tim Hortons because their swag didn't come in time. Central Therm swag didn't come in time. Some other places, I don't think Vega swag came in time either, which is kind of sad. So we didn't get a big fat bag for people. It was pretty fat. It was a pretty
It was a
fat
pretty fat
bag,
bag. There's a
but it
lot of
wasn't
bags.
as fat as I wanted. I wanted even fatter. I wanted it so big that people would be like hauling that
There
thing
was a
out.
lot of bags in it. There was a lot of stuff in there. There was pipe dope. There was pipe dope. There was
Primer.
primer. There was a ton of stuff.
Tape,
Yep, you did a
tape.
lot of stuff in there.
Everybody took home a knee pads, some knee pads.
I didn't take home no knee
You
pads.
didn't. I think all your bags. Where are your bags? They're still. Yeah, they're all here. Look, these are the bags
Still
right here.
there. Yo,
Had a double bag.
show everyone your toilet.
Oh shit! Oh shit! These guys came to my shop. And this is what they all did. So somehow there's a sticker right here on my seat. So every time I piss, I'm looking at Adam. And then I'm walking on around to my shop, and then my pack out. This is my pack out that doesn't leave the shop anymore because I don't work that much. But look at that. Got a Flintstone over here. I still have to probably find all the stickers because the thing is, you guys went all around my shop just sticking random shit
Yo,
everywhere.
turn around and look at the top of your light. No.
Look at the top of my. Oh my goodness gracious! Dude, I'm dead serious. It's not even acting. I didn't even know this shit was there. Like, who the fuck could even reach that, man? I can't even reach.
Big man
that.
Here. Big man here. I can. I was dunking.
God damn.
So funny. I was like, hey. Well, Jason was the one. He's like, yo, throw some Easter eggs around. All right, let's do it.
There's some Easter eggs around. You can find any more Easter eggs. Like all of them are just walking around. Dude, our shop is so full of shit right now.
Oh, I know. I know.
We have like way too much crap in here.
When are the boards getting picked up from the school? Do you know?
They won't be picked up from the school. I'm actually going to deliver them personally. Nice. So I'm going on vacation. So nobody's going to see anything about the boards until I'm back. So it'll be in November. Probably beginning of November, we're going to set up something with each of the brands, especially Navien, because Navien was our premium sponsor. So Navien and I are going to do something when we're donating that board to Kwantlen. And then for the rest of the places, depending on which manufacturer wants to come out, they can come out. I don't really care because it's not really for them for that sponsorship at the end of the day. That was just an extra that we're going to be doing because there's nothing I would do with those boards.
No.
Right. I don't want to be taking them back and installing them somewhere else just because we don't know if there's anything missing on these boards or not. We don't know if there's, I know they're done well, but we don't know if all joints are pressed. We haven't tested anything. We don't just want to start putting shit in there and then afterwards having customers deal with it. And obviously, this wasn't the event for we were trying to give back to the community, have everybody learn. So at the same time, it'd be great if we put it to schools. Maybe next year, you talked about it.
Yeah.
We'll try to put in high schools as well, right?
We got schools here. We got Jorks Brown. We got a few of the trade schools. And then I believe Taco is doing Taco After Dark at Conestoga. And they just built a new training facility up there in Cambridge. So that would be a cool thing to kind of donate a board to them as well. Like we got a few good training seminars out this way. So it'd be cool to donate to them. And honestly, we all know hydronics isn't something that they train us in school, but it's not something they really focus on because it's not that big. But to have a board like that as an apprentice at a school and then looking at it going, I want to know about this. Like this is something I want to learn about. You know what I mean?
Oh, maybe it's huge we had apprentices there. I think we had about 10 apprentices around there. Like out of the participants it was 10 apprentices and maybe three people were from wholesale and one person was from the manufacturer sales rep side. So you know we try to make sure that we really balance it out so that people coming in weren't just people who were building these boards every day. It was people who never got the chance to really touch it, or companies that don't have the chance to kind of teach on a level where a customer's not breathing down their back. I think that's the most amazing part, actually.
Well, Jay did really well with the NTI board and training people and like tearing the board apart.
Josh
did really good. Josh. With that and training people on the NTI board. And NTI boilers are really nice. Like you tear them apart, they're very serviceable. It's like an empty shell in there. You got so much room.
Oh, Leslie, look at that idea. We are going to do that.
Yo, you know,
write that down, Adam. Write that down. No, I'm serious. I'm gonna write that down. That's a great idea, and I would love to do that.
We were talking about potentially if it got big enough doing it at AHR, remember? And like doing a Canada a Canadian board and an American board, because you see the two different styles of boards and two different styles of workmanship, right? Which would be kind of cool.
I mean, if they want judges, it's just by people, right? Like who knows? Maybe it's by the mass, maybe whatever it is, or maybe we could do like a show one day where we're just actually bringing the top of the top, you know, the nominated people that grab their own team. So then in this full 10-hour day, they have all the material and then we make, you really want to do that, you know, like have like a series, not a series, but like just one certain episode where we start doing what do you call that?
MasterChef,
right? So then it's like, you got 30 minutes to grab all your material. And then afterwards, everybody's grabbing their shit and they'll start building the boards. And if they don't have all their material to build the board, then they know that that's part of a side that they screw up on, right?
I don't, the thing is with the competition side of things, I feel like that doesn't promote like togetherness in the trade. That's the thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Competition is great. it's fun, and I'm sure it's going to be a competition, but making it a competition is almost like a, I don't know. It's weird. We're talking about it.
I know what you mean. I'm more about community over competition, but I like to just give that idea for having it to be fun, right?
It'd be really fun.
More because it's really trolly. I really wanted to make it where, you know, you film the people, but you actually do the post film production as well, where you go up to the people at a certain point. So let's say for you, Adam, you're building something and this shit starts going haywire. But at that point, you're not talking about it, right? So then we go back to that scene and that scene's happening. And then we have like a backdrop for you. So you're sitting in a room on a couch and you're like, oh man, at this moment here, I was feeling really nauseous and it was getting very stressful. And I thought that like Terrence was fucking everything up and we didn't even know what was happening to our table. You know,
like
what I mean? That
TV.
Shit would be hilarious. Like reality TV. Yeah.
Like a reality TV skit, like Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, we call it a competition, but then we're actually laughing our asses off behind the scenes because it's just like there's some beef that starts, but then there's actually
no beef
but then we put that music behind, right?
Yeah, that'd be
fun. That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. There's so many ideas we can do, man, and like the community is just, I don't know, it's good, and I love that the HVAC community is kind of coming together with the plumbing community. And it's not more a it's more of a competition against the electricians than anything.
The guys that don't clean up.
Yeah. What did the PSA?
See, we should have gave everybody a broom at the end of the day so that they clean up the place as well.
Yeah.
Have vacuums.
Yeah. We'll use the electricians as our cleanup crew for the hydronic.
Everybody. We'll sign the electricians up. Yo, which cleaning session are you at? They'll be there for like 5 o'clock when it's
over. Gonna do the setup. I think that was the hardest thing. I don't think people really understood, like, yes, it's really fun. It's really the fun to do things like that, but the amount of work that went into set that up and then the amount of work that went into setting up in the mornings, bringing all the material in, setting up the boards, getting everything organized, and then after that long ass day of building tree boards, tearing it all down and putting into a van and getting out of there.
Oh my God. That was fucking insane. So like we I never planned for that side for the cleanup, and I totally overlooked that because there's so much more equipment that came out from the materials and shit afterwards, right? So we never thought about the extra copper, how heavy the boards were, and how much room they take. So technically,
where were we gonna put them?
Yeah, where the hell we were gonna put them. Because we didn't want to give it to the schools right away. So one guy actually was an instructor and he actually said, hey, I can take a trailer and take the board right away. But I was like, oh, we don't want to do that right away because we kind of want to make it a thing where, you know, we're bringing it into the school, doing a nice deed and showing that, you know, whoever was sponsoring was going to be paying for that side to say that, hey, we want to actually donate it as a sponsor, as some, you know, as a manufacturer to show they're giving back to the schools as well. So
and obviously make a video of it.
Of course. I mean,
it'd be nice to have a classroom for the students while you're putting it up and installing the board. Like we should have took the boards take the boilers off the board before we loaded them. But you know.
Oh yeah, for sure. We took it off now. Those are so heavy. So
but
heavy.
But our Navien board
we
went a little too much. We wired it up.
We had six people carrying that. And we could move it, but that was fun. Yeah. That was also funny though. So we have videos of that are going to come out, how we're trying to load the board. The day didn't end, you know, everybody left at about like 6:30, but then we were all standing outside, like the 10 of us or 11 of us. And we're trying to plan how to get this. So we had to go to Home Depot and actually grab another van
to fit them.
And we had to fit all the boards. Then we had to get a ratcheting, our straps to be able to strap down each boiler to the side of the van. So there was extra incurred costs, which we didn't look at, but it didn't matter. It really didn't. I think what really mattered at the end of the day was everybody took something out of that.
No, of course.
But it was fun. It was really fun.
It was a really good event at the end of the day. Everybody came together. Everybody got to talk. And if there's questions that need to be answered, there's no judgment.
We had great people. We had great people leading each one. Like, so if you guys didn't know, we had Josh over there. Josh was from Barclay Sales. Josh Barclay Sales does NTI. But what people don't know or may know about Josh is Josh used to be called Lumberjack Plumbing out of Alberta or Calgary. You don't always get those two I think they're the same place. But anyways, he was out of there, and he.
What's a province? What's a city?
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever. But he was from that area, and he was one of the first people that really pushed it into his business, where he did a lot of the checker plate, and with those checker plates, he did all the NTI vehicles as well. So a lot of the training vehicles was from him. So it was amazing that he actually gave us his time to put back out into the trade to be teaching everybody in that group with him. And he did the drawings for NTI as well to really show everybody that, hey, here's how you do it. And in the video that we just had for Centrotherm that I posted, where you were fucking around with it, trying to fuck the Centrotherm, you can actually hear him in the background. He's actually teaching people about, you know, all the controls in there, what happens with each of the boilers. It was amazing. And then we had Colin Sadler, which you guys know about Sadler Plumbing Heating. George was leading a board. Ethos Plumbing, which is Calvin, my ex-employee, he was there. Yep. Chad Payton, Payton Works. Who else was leading? And Graham from Dispatch Plumbing. Like, all these guys, if you guys ever look at these guys on social media, like, they're businessmen.
Yeah.
But they really have that knack to perfect their art and really give their customers what they're paying for. And those are the people that I work with a lot that, you know, I'm so glad they came in, because we support each other in so many ways. Yeah. And that was all about community over competition.
I was thoroughly impressed with the BC community. I was like, and meeting all the different contractors in BC and how you guys all came together. I mean, Ontario's that way too. I feel, but we need an event like this to really show how close we actually are. I know how close you are with the BC community, because we talk about it, but
yeah. We got Dal Valve man here. We got to show him some Dal Valve.
Dal Valve.
There you go, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Look at those babies.
Those ones are
sweet. We got those babies everywhere.
Yeah, those are, that was.
Got another baby right there.
I pressed those. I'm just
going to say. Did you press those?
That's my board, man. That's my board.
We got some babies right here. Ooh. He had the three-quarter ones. Those were pretty sweet, too. So those were straight three-quarter
presses. I was wondering. Those are cool. I was looking at those. Those were kind of, they looked a little different.
Yeah, if you didn't want to downsize it to a half inch, you had straight three-quarter ones, which we put on as well. Yeah. Those were sweet.
Those are cool. Those are sweet.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, man, it was a good event. I'm excited for Vaughn next year. I'm excited for CMPX, to be honest. We got CMPX in March this year coming up. That'll be fun.
I'm excited too. Hopefully we get reached out to do something. I don't think we're gonna do it at that big of a scale at the moment again until the next one that's coming over, but definitely if they reach out, we would do something, you know, maybe something to do with what you always want, you know, speed for backflow.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about speed, backflow speed, you know, maybe you want to say who's the fastest guy at testing, or who's going to be the fastest person at replacing these parts.
You know what, it's funny. So I had a few people reach out to me asking me if I was going to the Watts event, because Watts is actually having an event in Boston and they're starting up somewhat like an ambassador kind of thing for Watts. And you know me, I love Watts. I love their backflows and I love rebuilding their backflows. Their 007s, their 009s, I can do with my eyes closed. But
I stocked the shit out of those.
Yeah, they're really good. But they're having one, and then it's only Americans right now, but they're doing Canadians next, which is kind of cool. I really enjoy it. Yeah, see?
Hey, Canadian or American, we're all the
same. I know, but they with marketing, you know how it is. It's they always separate us.
I know how it is, but I feel like they need to really look into that more, because when we talk about it between the influencers, as they call us, they don't understand that a lot of our following comes from the States.
Yeah.
Our percentage is huge and high from the States. So whether or not they want to call us Canadian or US or not, other than the tax problems, if they were to pay us, let's just say, they should know that if we have a certain amount of following or engagement that we do have, that it's important to actually include the Canadian side of it.
Yeah, they really should. Bubba, buddy, the plumber, I live in Boston, I haven't heard of the Watts thing. I got reached out to about the Watts thing. I'm not going to say who reached out to me, but I did get reached out about them doing something, so we'll see.
So are you going or what?
No, I got told that they're doing something for the Americans right
now. So they told you, but they said you're not invited.
No,
that's
got
rude.
Told from somebody else, not from Watts. So then I called Watts. Because I called Watts out being like, yo, are you doing something and not invited? Because most of my biggest posts are with Watts backflows. You know what I mean? So Central's my favorite. So Watts backflows. So I was kind of like offended. I'm not going to lie. I was like, yo, I want to know if you're doing something. I'd love to
do
something.
We got so much Central through them.
But they all have Canadian markets.
Hey, Mr. L. Atlas Machinery came in too. Thanks those guys. They got us all the tools in time. It was great. So all the Wera tools that we had, which by the way was not from Wera. Okay. But definitely Atlas made a really great effort to make sure that we had a great show and everybody did have those Wera tools.
I got
which you still have, right?
Mine. I used it the other day on my backflow.
I got all this Centrotherm here.
Look at you.
Yikes. I know. So I can't even use that at all. I actually got to send that back to Noble. So I asked them, they didn't have 6 footers, but they have 10 footers. But I don't think they either sell it that much or what the problem is. I think one of them's cracked at the top. But also, the shit was really dirty. I got to clean all this shit before
Yo, buddy, the plumber. Boston Bruins suck. I'm just putting it out there. The Bruins suck.
Yikes.
The Leafs go.
Yikes. Hey, didn't you see that guy? One of our guys, Victor Prego from Oakdale, he was wearing a Bruins shirt.
Yeah,
did you go up to him and say
I
Bruins
looked at him, I said, you're wearing the wrong shirt and walked away. But he's a nice guy. I was chatting with him.
He's really good. That guy's brilliant.
Yeah.
And he has his A ticket as well. He actually does all the startups for bigger companies when they have those big boilers. You know what are my favorite? Honestly, no hard sell. These are expensive, but the coolest part is when they clip off. Really, I freaking love the fact that they can clip off.
What are they? The 108s, the ones that spin, the heads that spin.
What do you mean those double 15s, double 18s?
Yeah.
Oh, those 18s are sick.
The fact you can spin
gonna
the heads.
Gonna swap those out with 15s and keep those 18s for myself. Jokes. I don't really care. I have enough
trust the
myself.
Bruins or the Oilers. The Oilers suck too.
Dude, I got look at this. All fucking ECMs here. 1-1-1-1-2-3-1-2-3. Like I got fucking 8 pumps at my shop. It's too many pumps.
Yeah, I got the lowdown on Instagram, PS. You're not allowed to call me names.
Yeah, he is a D-bag, dude. This guy will go out to anywhere. Like, we're fucking having dinner. Hear this story, right? So we finish the show. We had to load all our shit up. Everybody was waiting for this fucking, like, was waiting for me to get everything ready. So then we finish, and it's like, what is it, 8:30? And we're finally heading to Joey's. And once we get into Joey's, we just want to order our fucking food because we're all starving. Have my girlfriend beside me. She's starving. My team's starving. And Adam sees this waitress and his fucking usual self. He starts chatting this girl up. And we're just looking at each other. I look at George. George looks at me. Then Vivian looks at me. And I look at her. And they're like, dude, is Adam going to shut up? Because we want to get our food ordered.
Yeah, she's very nice. I like talking to people. I talked to everyone. That's it.
Leslie was at the other table. She knew you were talking to her, but she didn't know what was happening. We were starving. And then I turned over to Adam when he finally finished his conversation right halfway. I'm like, stop. Just stop, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, hey, what was it? Flynn and Ben was like, Adam, stop. And I was like, what? I'm having a nice conversation here. Like, your girlfriend looked at you like, is he going to stop? I'm hungry.
Yeah, I was starving. I was definitely starving. JP's in here. JP, we were talking about your califactial fowls earlier. A lot of people love them. I really like the we were talking about those little buddies over there.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy guy.
Oh, yeah. I just ordered.
Surrey Market.
I just ordered one. I just ordered a set.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I just ordered a set. Those exact ones. I got them from EMCO. EMCO Hamilton doesn't stock them. Mississauga does. So I got them to order them for a Navien 240 that I put it in because I loved them. Like at the show, I'm a big fan of them.
I need commission.
I think you got commission on Saturday night or Friday night. we always have a good time. We always have a good time. We were just missing. We were missing Miller from Taco. We were.
I wish Taco guys were there. We had Canadian Aqua Line there. We still have a lot of interviews that we're doing for all of you guys that are still watching everything that we're posting. I think it's going to be within the next month or even two. Like, there's still going to be a lot of shit that happens throughout because we still got to put all that content out just to show everybody how the install went. Not much dabbing dog. Hope you're doing well. But yeah, we have to make sure all that content still comes out, that we show our sponsors for them really coming in through thick and thin for us. It was amazing. We had like 21 of them come in, and every one of them were really happy with what they saw, and they really liked the fact that we're trying to change the ways of how trade
shows. HVAC doctor, I will be at the Noble show tomorrow. I gotta go by the new EMCO in Toronto about 10-11, and then I'm gonna come over to the Vaughan trade show. So I will be heading around there. And then PS, you haven't seen them because they're not in the States yet. They're working on it, right? Califact. I can never say their friggin' name.
Who's working on what? Califactio's working on
something?
Yeah, getting
into the States, right? They're not in the States yet?
Yeah. I think they were always, they're trying to push for the States now. But I think, I don't know what's stopping them. I forgot what the conversation was, but hopefully they do get that out soon.
Yeah, no, they, that's why PS said they look cool. So he's like, I want them. Yeah, I mean.
Dude, ask your wholesalers, and then afterwards we'll link up with Califacto to make sure you get
a couple
of hands.
They were at HR, man. I don't know if you saw, these ones are new. They didn't promote those at HR, did they? In Atlanta, those combo kits?
No, these combo ones are like very new. I think they just came out maybe, if I'm correct, maybe three weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Just before we had our event. Yeah, I didn't even know they were stocking them.
Yeah, they were at HR, and Terrence actually introduced me to, it's the owner, right?
Yeah, he's in this chat. I think, I don't know if he's still here. Maybe he is, or maybe he just popped out. But JP is his name.
I get what I asked for at my main supplier and do it. Yeah.
All right, Big Daddy.
Tool Pros is here.
Hey, Tool Pros. Yo. Hey, we should have Tool Pros join us next time. I would love him to be at our.
I'm excited to go back to HR and see him and his wife. They're really good people. They're good people.
Oh yeah, Tool Pro, Tool Wife, love them.
They're really good people.
Very energetic.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. But I know, and I've used their products. You've used their products. I didn't think they can get in the States, but
no, it's not much Tool Pro. We're just chatting, just talking shit today because we're not going to be talking shit tomorrow. So we just decided to do a random live. Yeah.
Terrence is in Japan tomorrow, or at least flying to Japan. So
I'm gonna message the plumbers from Japan actually, and I want to go see them and see how they're doing.
Well, a lot of people here probably weren't even on Instagram yet when when you went out to Japan with OG. Who else you go out with?
OG, Art the Plumber, Arturo was his name, World Plumbers. Who else was
that? That was really cool. That was
like two more.
That
guys.
Was really before a lot of people were doing trips to different countries and learning stuff. Like that was before the Rigid experience, even. You know what I mean? And for you guys to go out there and show like what Japan's doing is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was nuts. Yeah.
Brent was too busy to answer. He's very desirable. Remember when Tool Wife said he had magic fingers at the Vega booth?
I didn't hear about that, but you know, Brent can tell us about it another day.
No, he was picking the winner for the ProPress tool, and she was like, "I'll let Brent use his magic fingers," and everyone was like, "Brent, what is that?" His face went completely red. It was hilarious.
People don't know for Brent, he's not a tool pro with just the tools. Yeah. His fingers are his tools as well. The jackhammer.
Oh god. So funny.
That's too much. That's too much.
Oh man, you see the video I posted? I saw a girl drunk on a scooter. and face planting, and all I could think of was Leslie. And then
Oh man, when we were riding our scooters, dude, it was all about Leslie. I don't think you'll ever live that down. Every time we see a scooter, it's just all about Leslie.
yeah, every time we were riding scooters and I was doing ollies off of curbs and stuff, like hung
I
over,
was
like.
trying to film. It was actually pretty hard to film when I was holding it because they don't have the throttle button on the left hand side. So I'm a right-handed guy, so I'm trying to control it and throttle at the same time. I only got like the backs your backs as
Yeah.
you guys were going, and by the time I got my phone ready to film, you guys were already butt fuck
Oh,
nowhere.
we were flying, dude. We were flying on these things and ringing the bells, getting people out of our way. I didn't
Oh
even
yeah,
really.
no, yeah.
Go ahead.
The best part was that was actually the last sunny day we had. The next day was sunny for half the day, and then now it's all rain throughout the whole week.
Really?
The past few days that you guys have been gone, all rain.
Damn, that's Vancouver for you though, right?
KB, KB, KB. I heard KB is not going to. Are you going to HR this year, KB? Let him answer that later when he hears it. But I hope he goes there.
KB, I
That'll
think
be nice.
KB's gone. I think KB's gone.
He should. I hope so. There is the tactical awards this year again, and this year the plumbers are there, so we
Yeah.
will be there. We'll have more plumbers. I mean, technically, we're getting into HVAC, so we could be HVAC. So,
I mean, there's some good HVAC guys that are good at piping. Some good HVAC guys.
some good HVAC guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean
some.
the HVAC guys that were there that really didn't understand piping, like Flynn or George. Well, George is a plumber, but like Flynn is like incredible at piping. You know what I mean? But there's some guys
Oh
that
yeah.
don't really they don't play with it like plumbers do, right? So.
Yeah, we want to put George. I mean, we want to put Flynn as a main attraction, right? Remember we said we're gonna make a booth called Bend It Like Flynn. Just have a bunch of copper, have all the curvos there, and then afterwards, like, have everybody walk out with Flynn, have a 10-minute session to bend the pipe and then
Yo,
press it
P
in. That'll be
so
fun.
PB Plumber does something at his trade shows where it's like a bending competition. So Rem should do something like that at a booth where you like you bend it over and whoever has the best bend wins like a trophy or something like that, best at AHR 2023 or something. I think it'd be kind of cool
Yeah.
because bending is getting more popular in North America, right?
It would be. It definitely would be. But I don't think we even stock the type of K copper here to bend like they
Yeah.
do. Because we it definitely isn't a thing for us. But at the same time for me, my guy's like, "Oh, are we gonna bend them?" Like, I mean, we got the fittings
Why
for
are we
it,
gonna
so
bend? Yeah.
why are we gonna bend? I mean, bending is great. I have nothing against it. But for me, I think to get everybody to learn and to be as good as Flynn, and to have the whole team start bending, that's just a lot of
Yeah.
that's a lot of
Buddy
effort.
the plumber, I like playing with pipe. plumber jokes. It's funny.
Crazy dynamic how the US plumber and mechanical HVAC contractors differ. Yeah, it is crazy how everything's different everywhere. And usually when we do all those posts, there's still those people that are outside that obviously we're trying to change their minds all the time that, there's more than just what they do from where they are, that everywhere is different. I mean, the biggest thing that I've always talked about is we connect our kitchen drains directly. I mean, kitchen strainers directly to drains into a P-trap, and it goes into the drain. Whereas in Cali or it was Chicago or wherever Felix RCM was, I think
Yeah.
Chicago, when I followed him and I followed Marlon for their work, they didn't, which Marlon just called me, by the way. I hope he's watching this to know that's why I couldn't pick up. But they do an indirect
Yeah.
connection. So they have like a little sink at the bottom of the sink. It's not really like,
Yeah.
it's kind of like a drain, like a little 4x4
Yeah.
area where it has a little, and it's like 4 inches high as well. And they indirectly have it connected to that drain so that when they use the kitchen sink, all that water dumps in as an indirect
Oh,
connection.
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you got to be able to bend, press, solder, braze. There's no room to keeping yourself from making all the money. Yeah, it's true. I mean,
No,
there's a lot of
I
new things to
agree.
the trade coming out too that you got to learn all the time. Like, I was talking with one of my green guys today. He was driving me to pick up my truck, and he's like, "Yeah, man, you know a lot of stuff." And I'm like, "I don't know shit, man. I'm stupid." He's like, "What?"
I don't know shit for
Yeah,
fuck.
he was like, "What? What do you mean?" I was like, "I know nothing, man. Like, I've been in the trade for 9, 10 years, and I know nothing. Like, all it is is being able to figure out what's wrong, you know what I mean? Or how to do it. Like,
how to do it, how to figure it out, or knowing the right person to give you the answer. And I think that's another aspect of what people don't see at a trade show as well. When we gather everybody there, it's also to make sure that a lot of people are missing the really important aspect of business and just being a tradesperson. It's also knowing people, because when you curate those relationships, and let's say you had a problem with a heating product or you had a problem with any product that you're working on, to know the manufacturer or somebody directly or the manufacturer sales rep at more of a level as friends or more better than acquaintance, I'd say, like, it helps you a lot for your business, because now you don't actually have to know as much, and you can focus on getting it done properly because somebody is able to give you those answers. I mean, not all the time you'll get those answers, but when you have the network through those trade shows, you know, that stuff is huge.
I don't gotta go to my supplier. Most of my suppliers don't know nothing. They're going to bounce to their connect at the manufacturer, which is still probably bottom of the line. We make these connections to the people in the manufacturing that are high up in manufacturing, and then you're able to get the answers like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and that's valuable. That's so valuable. That saves so much time. And so many people just think, oh, we're just going to the trade show, we're here to get free shit, we're here just to hang out, we're here to just see the people that we've always been to. We're going to be in like our same group, our little groupie when we're walking in together. That's what I've been trying to change. And I tell my guys as well, when we're going to trade shows, is don't walk around with me. You're not going to get anything.
I heard you say that to your guys. Also, the funniest thing is when we were loading the boards and me, Flynn, and Ben were carrying it, and you're like, hey, Asians, attack.
Asians assemble.
Asians assemble. And there's like six Asians that come and like pick up the board. I was dying, dude. That was the funniest shit.
And afterwards we finished, we left it for the Americans to strap it down. Right. And then George is like, no, it was Flynn. Flynn's like, America.
Oh man, it was such a good show. It was so fun. And I met a lot of good people. That's the important part. I met a lot of good people.
And then when you do mingle, dude, you gain like 2,500 followers during that.
I went from 6,000 to just over 8,000 right now. So
no, you're like 84 something, if I remember. I think so. I was looking at 84.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So it went up quite a bit, and it was good. I mean, the follower count don't really matter. Fuck. The Americans have 100,000 followers, you have 40,000. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely does it. I mean, it really is the amount of people that you really create value for, right? I think that's what I always look at too. You know, it's not a dick measuring contest. It's who you can help, what you're doing to help, and the people you're making a difference for. And you know, after I did that trade show, like, there's a guy, I went to another trade show yesterday. It was called Parade of Products, where we kind of get cheap products for cheap through the wholesale because they have all the manufacturers there. And some guy actually walked up to me and he shook my hand. He said, hey, when you started your business, I started watching your videos, and it meant a lot to him. And he said I was his inspiration of how he started his own business as well. And he's been listening all this time and trying to build the same thing that I've been building. Like, that means a lot. That really means a lot when you're able to make that difference in somebody's life, to have them actually be inspired and start their own thing or do better for themselves. I think that's what really matters.
I really pull people aside that really helped me when I was an apprentice, because I started in the on Instagram when I was a first year. I hated the trade. So that's why when I get the opportunity to pull someone aside that I consider a friend, you know what I mean? I pull them aside and be like, yo, you really inspired me to get into something and find a love for this trade via social media. I just want you to know that, because I know how much it means to me when someone says to me, and when someone says it to me or like pull or like message me like, oh, I really look up to you or something like that, I always feel so corny. I'm always like, it gives me the cringe, you know what I mean? I'm like, why are you following me? I'm such a loser. Like, I got nothing good to give you. But it's nice, man. It's a good gesture. It means you're doing something positive in the community, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be negative and positive, but I think, like, even no matter how you guys grow or whoever's listening, it's just that make sure you just take the positive of everything, right? Don't let the negatives take you down, and make sure that you stay true to yourself. And what we're talking about, moral compass, you have your own moral compass. You know what you're doing. As long as you're proud of yourself, and you're happy for what you're doing, for whatever you're doing. I mean, that's all that really matters, because you ain't gonna die if there's a hater.
No,
I think a lot of people think that, you know, they lose sleep. I mean, honestly, I'm not gonna say it never affects me. I mean, sometimes I do get haters, and when those haters do come in, sometimes I'm having dinner, I'll be quiet and I'll keep talking to myself and really trying to figure this shit out. But I think, you know, as you grow and you have that amount of followers, or you have more of those haters coming in, you really learn how to sift it out and really just take the positives out of everything. And I think it's really relatable to everybody else that they should take it like so as well, to take the positives.
Yeah, man. If you're doing something good, there's going to be haters. If you're doing something positive, there's always going to be a negative to come through it that's kind of drag you down. But it is what it is, man. Like,
hey, you remember that saying, if you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
Straight up. Really, I just laugh. I send the clown emoji.
Haterade is fuel. That's what Jason says.
Definitely. Later, Centrotherm.
Yeah, Centrotherm. Centrotherm was great. I wish we could have more on their board. I think there's a few things that we were missing at the end. We were able to get Mega Press out, but there's a quick shout out to Pro West. Pro West Sales was repping Pro Flex. So Pro Flex is that flexible yellow stuff over here. Corrugated stainless steel lines with a jacket. They have one that is black that somehow is able to absorb electricity, so you don't have to bond it. And this one you have to bond. So we stopped using the yellow stuff and we start using that. But hopefully, it's too bad we didn't get to show that on the board. Maybe we'll try to pump it in ourselves. So you have this fitting. They have multiple. They have it's like gas tight. But then they also have a washer, and inside that washer, they also have they have that clamp that clamps around like gas tight, but they also have a rubber seal.
Oh, cool.
And that's what really makes the difference. If you've ever seen them do a test before for that product, I actually changed to using all of it versus gas tight, track pipe or whatever, track pipe or Ward Flex, all of that, because the extra sealing element that they have as the rubber, you can hand tight that. Shit, and it can hold.
Well, what's the difference with price them and that and gas tight?
Same or less. I don't really look at it. I think a lot of the times when people ask me what's the price for this and what's the price for materials, I just feel like, you know, you find the right material that you want to use, that you like to use, and the people that you have support for. I think that matters a lot more than 10-20% in the scale of things. Obviously, when you're talking about massive buildings.
Yeah.
These 5%, 6%, they make a big deal, because obviously some wholesalers, when they're selling, they're just making like 2-3% margin.
Well, it's like,
so that they could get
it's like
job.
You're thinking a new construction guy's building, and the valves that they use, they're going to go with like the cheaper knockoff brands, because that they're putting in 30 valves in one house, and the savings on 30 valves could make or break them getting that job. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
They throw that in.
Yeah. And that's huge. But that's why I'm happy that, you know, we're in that service side of things, that we get to choose the better product, or we get to choose the better support. And we don't really have to say, oh, how much is that product? Because if it's too expensive, I want to make $30 more on this job so that I can put in my pocket. Right. I think a lot of people get clouded by that vision of saving $30 here, $30 there, but oh, hey, wait, if you save $100 for every install in a year, you save $1,000. Well, whoopee fucking do, right? It's $1,000. Like, chill.
Yep.
I mean, do you want a better work or what?
Oh, boys, I'm in Mosh retirement. I won't come out of Mosh retirement. Sorry.
What's Mosh? Is that shit that you, the Mosh pit where you should start going? I would not be in a Mosh pit.
Oh, man. Baxter is from my hometown.
I get shit kicked
when I was younger. I'm in Mosh pit. KB knows all about it. A little two-step.
They need a dance. You know, one of those events, they need a dance floor. I'll rip that
dance
floor.
Yeah, you would rip the dance floor up. I would just
I'd fucking rip that dance floor
I just
up.
Hate Mosh you. I'd sideline you. Oh, so funny. T, you gotta dance for us. You gotta do some break dancing on live, okay?
I do have another video that I was gonna put up. So I did a set, not a set, but just freestyling on one of the days I was practicing last week on Monday. But it's been so busy. There's so many fucking videos coming out, and you know, while you're doing all that, it's a different life. You know, if we're to talk shit for real, like if people want to know about what it's like doing the influencer life, it's tough shit, man. You gotta fucking wake up, think about posting. You gotta go sleep, think about posting. You didn't post for the fucking day because you gotta run your fucking business. And then now you go back home, it's fucking 12 a.m. and you're like, fuck, I gotta post a video. If you don't, because now you're missing another video per day because you're supposed to at least do a video per day for your consistency, because consistency is key for growing a page. And then after that, people don't also know about all the contracts that happen. Like, where did these contracts come from? Do we do national contracts, or do we have multiple meetings for that? All of those have to be set up before you even do a fucking video. And by the time that happens, that's where a real business comes in. And it's not just being an influencer. There's just so much shit behind that scene that people just think, oh, this guy gets free product all the time. He's doing what he does. And, you know, he might be a joke. He doesn't do his installs. Like, dude, one thing is manufacturers don't just find people with followers. A lot of manufacturers actually want to find people who are interested in their product. And at the same time, are actually installers of that product in the trade. So, you know, maybe we'll touch it deeper on that on another day, but tough, I think.
Flynn taught me how to post. Just one word.
Oh fuck, that was hilarious.
One word, pressing. Go follow Gordon.
So I wish we could put those PIPs in there, what Flynn was doing, if we were doing like a podcast, but Flynn literally, like, we were driving him and then we were stuck. I need some swag. I'll bring some swag for you. Remind me before AHR. I'll definitely bring you a really nice shirt. But so Flynn, so we were stuck, and you and Jason were waiting for us for the hotel. And Flynn was just right beside me editing a video, and he was like, "Yo, this video's tits." And then afterwards, we found out, like, I heard the video, and then when you showed me the video, because they went up to change, all Flynn did was put a video in. Edit it to be about, what, 15 seconds?
It wasn't even. It was like 7 seconds. It was him
cutting
PVC with the Milwaukee PVC cutters, and it said, shearing.
No, it said shears. All it said was shears, and then it said, follow Flynn, and I'm like, okay, I got this, okay. And then if you look at Adam's page and my page, that's what we did. So we found a video of our own, and I put magnetic filter. Follow.
And then I put breaking concrete, follow. It was so good.
That was good.
Yeah,
it actually did like, why even explain? People are gonna ask questions anyways, they're gonna hate on it anyways, no point of explaining. I'm like, hey, he's got a point, we'll try that out.
Yeah, man, it's like honestly the simplest shit. And Ben was saying from HVAC Tactical, he's like, his biggest video is 7 seconds long. 7 seconds, that's it.
I mean, if you guys didn't the HVAC Hatches video, that was a crazy video with him using that that crescent wrench, the torque wrench. He had that torque wrench, and then he blew up to a lot of followers, and that torque wrench video maybe went like 13 million or something. It was nuts.
Sometimes I post videos to see how many followers I can lose.
I try that as well, but there's a couple videos I can never put on. I'll probably talk about here, dude. I'd show it right now.
What is it, your pipe?
My pipe.
Your doll pipe?
My doll pipe.
Oh yeah.
So we had this one day where we had weed, but we had no pipe. We had nothing to smoke out of. We had no rollies, and then we took a screen from one of the faucets that was thrown away, and then we put it into the doll pipe, and then we just put some weed on top, and we just smoked it. It was amazing.
This one's for KV.
No, you can't put that up, man. If somebody sees that video, we might, might cut it.
They might.
Yeah, Instagram's tight on that too. I don't know. Sometimes not. I know TikTok will take it off in a heartbeat, I'll tell you that.
Nuts. Who went for that many?
Yeah, HVAC Catch was the one.
He went to 66,000 followers in a few weeks?
Yeah, because of the video that he put out. It was just nuts. It went nuts.
Oh, that's crazy. But the states will do that, man. I had that one video that hit 80,000 views, the Navian one, and I got like, even we're, at the show,
we're Canadians, we're unlucky. We talked about that. It's just that the amount of people we have in our population, it doesn't grow as fast as what they would do, because I've had over fucking maybe 20, 30 videos over millions of views, and still I don't grow that fast. It's just the grind, bro. And sometimes it's luck, the same, and it's being posting at the right time and having a certain hook that people are very interested in. It's hard to say.
It's a lottery. It's crazy. I know George was saying, like, he doesn't even look at anything but plumbing on his page. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, there's a funny story. Hey, you have a charger on you? This phone's dying. But there was that funny thing. So, you know, we had people post or follow Impetus Media, and then Vivian was the one that was doing all the work to make sure people were doing it. So when people, some of the guys didn't know how to use social media and they had to post or they had to follow the page, she went to the search. And when she goes to the search, it showed all girls and tits and everything. It was hilarious. That's... And then they were trying to hide it from Vivian because obviously it's a girl looking at their phone trying to search it up.
There's like blowjob pictures.
So if you ever give somebody your phone, they're looking at your search bar, be careful. Make sure you start looking at a lot of golf stuff, a lot of plumbing stuff, a lot of work related
stuff.
That's what
Terrence
does.
People
don't see the
titties
there.
That's what Terrence does.
No. I'm an honest man. I'm a very honest man. All I look at is golf and work and stupid videos.
On that account.
I only have one account. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. You should do more fun. All right,
I'm gonna cut it short today.
Hot dogs.
It was good. Thank you guys for joining us today at Talking Shit.
Cutting hot dogs with M12 shears. I'm gonna do that. I got a hot dog. Do I got hot dogs in my fridge right now? I'm gonna see what I can cut.
Oh. dude, if you have those shears, yo, you
I
should.
Have them.
That'd be fucking hilarious. You should make dinner out of it and then actually eat the hot dog.
You know, I would.
Yo. You'll get to 10K for sure. I'll bet you.
I'll bet you on that. I thought
that.
The picture of me licking the ProPress and pressing my tongue was going to get me.
That was fine. But I'm saying the shears that you just had, that idea, get some fucking good lighting on there. Two lightings on each side. Make sure there's no shadows in there. Cut the damn sausage and fucking put that shit in your mouth. I swear. Okay. I swear.
Man. I'm going to see. I'm going to find a hot dog right now.
All right. I got a kick. We'll probably be back. Maybe I'll do one in Japan when I'm in Japan. It'd be great to show you guys what it's like over there and maybe give you guys some live. But thank you guys for joining us on Strictly Talking Shit, where we're just talking shit today. So, if you want to see us again, hopefully we give you guys a reminder. But for everybody that's been watching today, thank you.
See you guys.
See you guys later.